Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Someone who's trying to help the economy keep on ticking over. He's 16. He created the hashtag WeAreOpenNow. It's a website as well. It allows people like cafes and restaurants just to let everyone know that they're still going. And Tim Huang set this up. He's only 16 years old. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for being on the phone. Why did you do this? What sparked it?
My brother actually owns a restaurant called Percade, and after the lockdown, he would be coming home and he'd be crying and just being really stressed because he revealed to me that he actually stood down 80 members of his staff.
Your brother.
And I was just thinking about how we can help all these people, because there's just so many people in Australia who are employed by restaurants like his, who are just losing their jobs.
So what did you do?
So then we decided that we wanted to create the movement We Open Now to try and help spread awareness for the restaurants that are still open and doing delivery.
How will it help, do you think, Tim?
So what we think is that by spreading awareness, it will encourage people to connect to these small local restaurants that actually generally have pivoted away from normal takeout food and having to do delivery. It'll help people, help them drive traffic and support our economy.
How many restaurants have got on board?
So we've actually already gotten around 500 restaurants already listing with us.
Right.
And we only launched last Friday.
And you've just set this website up on your own?
We have a team of 5 volunteers who are all working for free and just trying to help spread the word as well.
Is it just restaurants in Melbourne?
No, it's actually restaurants all around Australia.
Wow. So I'm assuming you're regularly at school but home at the moment?
Yeah, so after the lockdown, I've just been staying at home and I've just been working 24/7 on this project.
Can you turn this into part of your schoolwork?
Actually, I don't think so, but I'm not really looking towards that. What we're looking towards is just helping promote these restaurants and actually just trying to help the Australian economy as well.
Have you found it difficult? Like, what's your emotional response to this been? Is it taxing or interesting? How have you been feeling as you do it?
It's actually been, like, super stressful because I've learned so much about creating websites, getting marketing and talking to different influencers, trying to help get them to help promote our hashtag.
Yeah, good on you.
And our movement.
And how's your brother's restaurant going, or how's he going?
So they've actually pivoted away to something called pokemart.com.au, where they're opening up their supply chain and helping and trying to help their suppliers stay alive. And
so what are they sort of trying to deliver the food that they might normally cook?
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're making it fresh food and then they're just delivering it to people instead of, because people can't come in.
Yeah, of course. Look, good idea. Tim, good on you. You're doing great work. Good luck to you and your brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
Tim Huang, We Are Open Now. It's a hashtag and a website, We Are Open Now. 16, home from school. Set it up since last Friday. 500 restaurants across the country.
You're with Raf on ABC Radio Melbourne.